Welcome back into the Jake Asman Show here on SB Nation Radio. We've been talking plenty of football with the college football season underway. The NFL gets going next week, and now joining us on the SB Nation Radio hotline is a three-time All-Pro, a seven-time Pro Bowler, and, of course, a Super Bowl champion with the Indianapolis Colts. That's Dwight Freeney, and he joins us now. Dwight, Jake Asman here in Houston, a pleasure to talk with you. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
So, Dwight, I want to start with this. Football season's coming up. College football underway. The NFL starts next week. How much do you personally miss the game of football?
Well, I mean, I definitely, you know, I've played football for, I mean, if you count college and you count, I mean, 24, 25 years of my life. I mean, this is all I've known for the most part, man. So I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss the camaraderie. I'm going to miss the competition, competing every Sunday. You know, those are the things I'm going to really miss. Training camp, not so much. You know, some of those meetings, not so much. But for the most part, man, you know, it's been a part of me, man. I'm going to miss it.
Can you take us inside the player's mindset? They just got through a grueling training camp. The regular season finally starts next week. What's everyone in the locker room feeling right now?
Well, I mean, I think emotions are on 12 right now. I mean, they're going to be excited to get after it. You know, all the preparation from March, April, from OTAs, mini camps, you know, it's all coming together. You know, I can tell you now, I mean, I've been on a few different teams now, and they all have the same goal, win the Super Bowl. So every team is going to have that same energy, that same fight right in the beginning of the season, man. So it's going to be interesting to see what team actually can put it together and keep it together from what they put together in March, April, minicamp, and in training camp.
We're talking with Dwight Freeney, three-time All-Pro, seven-time Pro Bowler. He, of course, is with True Eagle Energy Sports Drink, and we'll get to that in just a second. But, Dwight, I want to ask you about this. So, obviously, you played the game of football for a long time. You've had a lot of teammates. But if I ask you for your favorite teammate in your career, could you come up with an answer for that, or maybe a couple guys that stand out to you?
Oh, man, that's too tough. I've had some amazing, amazing teammates, from Edgerrin James, you know, Robert Mathis. You know, I mean, it's hard not to say Robert. You know, Robert's like, you know, brother from a different mother. You know, that's the type of relationship we have. You know, but, you know, I've been around some great guys. I've been blessed with that. You know, that's one of the other things I'm going to really miss, is laughing with those guys and playing hard on the field and doing the things that we love to do every day.
Dwight, for you, you, of course, obviously spent the majority of your career with Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts. So I have to ask, what is your favorite Peyton Manning story, if you have one?
Oh, man. Well, nothing that's G-rated. But Peyton's a good guy, man. I love Peyton to death. You know, he's your ultimate pro. You know, it seems, I guess, you know, that Saturday Night Live, you know, gave you a good taste of kind of the Peyton that we know. It's more of a fun, likes to make jokes and things of that nature. More than the serious guy that you always see on TV in during game time. So, you know, Payne's been a great friend and teammate of mine for all the years.
NFL All-Pro and Super Bowl champion Dwight Freeney, our guest here on SB Nation Radio. And, Dwight, there's been a lot of controversy over this new helmet rule. As a defensive player, what's your take on it?
Well, I mean, they got to be careful, because the nature of this game is, you know, they try to pretty up and make it look, you know, put a little bow on it. And this is a violent game, okay? You got guys, grown men, running full speed, trying to make tackles and, you know, provide for their families and provide for their team. There's a lot on the line when guys play. So there's going to be a lot of controlled violence within that. Now, it's hard to implement rules, and I understand it's for the betterment from a health perspective, but, you know, leading with the helmet, there's not a tackle or a normal tackle or a good tackle that you don't lead with your helmet to make the tackle. It's just from a fundamental, making the right tackle, making sure that your head is in front of your feet so you can make that tackle. It's really hard. So every play, you can probably throw that flag and say, leading with the helmet. So the question is, when are you going to throw that flag? Well, when the offensive player gets hurt? I mean, that's not right, because sometimes you just hit the guy hard. Where is the line? Where do you draw the line? And when the refs are going to throw it or not, I have no idea what they're going to do. I understand why they're doing it, but some things are just needs to stay what it is. Put more money into the equipment, things of that nature. But that rule there, it's going to be a tough one. And hopefully, they got that out of their system in the preseason so the regular season can flow the way it needs to flow. But it's really hurting the game. And obviously, like I said, defensive players are already working from a disadvantage, and now this puts it even further at a disadvantage.
We're talking with Dwight Freeney, former Indianapolis Colts, played with a bunch of teams near the end of his career, but of course, with the Colts, Dwight, you won a Super Bowl. Take me back to Super Bowl 41, the opportunity to play in that game. What do you remember about that weekend? Is there any feeling quite like winning the Lombardi?
Oh, no, there is none. There is none. It's the ultimate team accomplishment. I think it's bigger than any accomplishment you can get, maybe the Olympics or something, or getting a gold medal. But the thing is, there's so many factors that play. You have 11 guys on offense, 11 guys on defense, 11 guys on special teams. You have a 53-man roster. The guys have to be working in sync throughout an entire season plus playoffs, and only one game in the playoffs. If you lose, you're out. So the stakes are all the way up. And the accomplishment, just feels amazing when you get it, because you understand what it took to get there. It's not like basketball where you can have one guy just take over the game and that's pretty much it, offense and defense, blocking shots and hitting three-pointers. This is a game where, you have to have everybody buy in.
Dwight, was winning the Super Bowl everything you thought it would be?
I mean, like I said, it's one of those feelings that, it's kind of indescribable. It's one of those things where it's like the ultimate joy that you have, because how hard it took for you to get there. And especially for us, because all the years that we lost to the Patriots, it was tough for us to even, get there. So once we beat the Pats, we knew, here's our time. This is our time to shine. We got to, finish this game off. And that's what we did, man. We went out there and executed our game plan. And, that Devin has to run in the beginning didn't faze us. Should we just decide, okay, let's not kick the Devin anymore. let's play the game, the rest is history.
We're talking with Dwight Freeney here on SB Nation Radio, 3-time All-Pro, 7-time Pro Bowler, and, of course, we just talked about it, Super Bowl champion with the Indianapolis Colts. And, Dwight, one thing about your career that I loved is that after you left the Colts, you still wanted to play football. You played with the Chargers, the Cardinals, the Falcons, the Seahawks, and finished up with the Lions. What was it like being on a team with the Colts for 10 years, and then the final few years of your career, you were on a different team every year, learning a new system and just continuing to play ball?
Yeah, it was tough. I continued to play the game because I loved the game, and I felt like I still had more to offer the game, and it had more to do with, just teaching the young guys, going out there preparing. That's something that was ingrained in me. So for me to go out there and continue doing the things that I have done, teach those young guys and have fun, it was important to me, man. And that's kind of what I decided to do those last 5 or 6 years after the Colts. It was kind of like, I would have loved to retire a Colt. The new organization, new general manager had different plans for me, and that's fine, but I wasn't ready to be done. So, I just moved from team to team. It gets harder when you get older because, especially now, they don't give you the long-term contracts, and they want those young guys to get in there, and I can understand it. It's a young man's game. So, I just kind of went out there and just try to support and give as much as I possibly could.
Dwight, a lot of people think you could one day be in the Hall of Fame. What would that honor mean to you?
I mean, it would mean a lot, and not just for me. It's just for everybody who was involved in my life to get me there. That's an accomplishment that is, you kind of call it a team accomplishment, but you really call it a life accomplishment, which factors in everybody who helped you get there. And that's kind of what it would mean for me and everyone else who put the hours in to get me there and put me on this path. And if that ever happened, like I said, I'll be, just overjoyed.
We're spending some time over the phone with Dwight Freeney here on SB Nation Radio. And Dwight, before I let you go, you were here with True Eagle. What can you tell our audience about True Eagle?
Well, you can get True Eagle at Walmart and different places of that nature. You can actually go to the website and you can also check it out. I mean, it's a really great cause, True Eagle. You know, you play this game to give back, and I always try to find ways to give back somehow, some way. And, you know, 10% of their proceeds go back to the Folded Flag Foundation and helping our heroes and our wounded heroes, or those who lost their life in war, and their families are kind of left with their arms up, like, now what do we do? And Folded Flag, what they do is they give 100% of the money that comes in to help those families, you know, get back on their feet, you know, help the kids get scholarships and going to school. So I felt like that was a great cause. So every time you buy one of these True Eagle drinks, you're giving back. And that's what it's about.
Dwight, it was a lot of fun talking with you. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Oh, man, hopefully, man. Thank you for having me.